AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Clouds, but no rain in the forecast for Columbia, South Carolina, where flooding has wreaked havoc. At least a dozen people have died in North and South Carolina, and hundreds have been forced from their homes. This is a Red Cross official in Columbia.
We're expecting to see hundreds of residents come here. This is a safe place for them to come, get out of the weather. The temperatures are starting to drop.
President Obama has issued a disaster declaration for the region. The El Faro container ship is now believed to have gone down during Hurricane Joaquin last week, with the Coast Guard finding at least one body in the waters off Bahamas.
As family members of the 33 missing aboard the El Faro gathered at a seafarer's hall, there were many questions. Cynthia Hill's nephew, Roosevelt, is one of the missing.
It could have been an engine problem that they did not really catch.
Investigators will try to learn why propulsion failed on the 790-foot container ship. Company President Anthony Chiarello denies any schedule pressure to deliver cargo.
I can assure you that there is no schedule that's more important to keep.
Searchers have spotted life rings in an empty lifeboat and have mapped out a search grid adjusted for ocean currents. Tony Winton, Jacksonville, Florida.
In Oregon, officials are painting a picture of the gunman who killed nine people at a community college. They say his writings show him to be upset because he didn't have a girlfriend. Meantime, on Dancing with the Stars last night, contestant Alex Scarlatos paid tribute to his hometown of Roseburg.
I don't feel like what I went through was anything special. I know the families there have been going through so much worse, and I just hope that everybody's prayers go out to them and the whole town shows them their support.
He says the shootings are harder to understand than the attack on a French train that he helped to stop earlier this year. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan will be on Capitol Hill today. He'll face questions about how many troops should stay in Afghanistan and what happened when a hospital was hit there by an airstrike. This is AP Radio News. A Texas death row inmate is scheduled to die Tuesday despite appeals for clemency. Juan Martin Garcia was convicted of capital murder for the September 1998 killing and robbery of a man in Houston. That robbery netted him just $8. The United States and Pacific Rim nations have reached an agreement on a trade deal, but it faces sharp opposition in Congress and among labor groups. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says President Obama is ready to explain why the Trans-Pacific Partnership is a good deal for Americans.
The president continues to be confident that if we can do more to level the playing field for American goods and services, then American businesses and American workers are going to win.
The president will be making a pitch for the agreement Tuesday at the Agriculture Department. Cheerios may be off the breakfast menu. General Mills is recalling 1.8 million boxes of the original and Honey Nut Cheerios produced at a plant in California because the cereal is not gluten-free, as it says on the label. Some people may suffer an allergic reaction or discomfort if they eat it. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.